Dedication, Preface, and List of Illustrations of On the Trail of Don Quixote. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Sue Anderson. On the Trail of Don Quixote by Auguste Jacassi. Illustrated by Daniel Vierge. Dedicated to William C. Brownell. Preface. This book is the natural outgrowth of a friendship between artist and author, the one a Spaniard, the other familiar from youth with Spain, and both lovers of the book wherein are recounted the adventures of the good knight and of his faithful squire. The writer had always felt that the illustrations of Cervantes's immortal romance should be the crowning achievement of Vierge's career, and it was primarily for the purpose of giving Vierge the opportunities of gathering the documents from life and nature necessary for such an undertaking that the two friends had for years projected a journey through La Mancha. For it is incredible how few changes have taken place in the home of the hero since the days of his wanderings. The customs, the character, the manner of dress, and the speech of its inhabitants have remained practically unchanged, and of its landmarks Cervantes has made such vivid pictures that one finds it easy to identify them. Through unexpected circumstances, the artist had to go alone, and less than a year after the author followed minutely his friend's itinerary. As it is, pictorially and in words, the book is un livre de bonne foi, a simple record of notes and impressions from nature. The text, telling of wheat harvesting and midsummer sunshine, the pictures depicting grape gathering, wine making, and the lowering gray skies of autumn. It is safe to let speak for themselves the pictures of that master draftsman, who, in remaining scrupulously true to facts, has the power to endow them with the dramatic feeling, the nervous charm of his artistic personality. The writer felt more profoundly than he could express in words how, in such a community, the remnants and voices of the past form an essential part of the living present. He wished above all that he could have made his rambling notes ring with more of his keen delight and appreciation of active, open-air life in a rarely varied and picturesque region, happily as yet despised by the tourist. A. F. J. November 1896. List of Illustrations. Reader's Note. Daniel Vierge's drawing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?